The Falske mineshaft was an ideal and an aspiration that was not realised in practice. Leading Nazis claimed that they wished to create a genuine people's community in which differences of class, wealth, religion and region would be subordinate to a national sense of solidarity and unity of purpose. The slogan used to encapsulate this was to be found in point 24 of the Nazi Party programme of 1920, the common good before self-interest. Inherent in this was the idea of sacrifice, the sacrifice of one's selfish and self-interested desires for the good of the community. One of the greatest compliments that could be paid to a Volksgenosse, or national comrade, was that he or she was opferbereit, ready to sacrifice. The Volksgemeinschaft ideal was both inclusive and exclusive. Those who were not racially desirable, politically reliable and socially responsible were to be excluded from membership of the Volksgemeinschaft. Aryan Germans of healthy stock who abstained from dissent and conducted themselves in a clean and orderly way were included, whether they liked it or not. They were to be persuaded by party activists and by propaganda to conform. The idea of a Volksgemeinschaft predated the Nazi Party. It assumed an identity of ethnicity, character and purpose among Germans, something that was very attractive in a time and place of deep social and political divisions. In Nazi Germany, however, the conception of the people's community became more specific. It was explicitly racist, allegedly egalitarian, and it promoted a unity of purpose that would galvanise its members to achieve the task set by Hitler as supreme leader.